is a pilai. That sefer is a pilai.
Oh, yeah. OOO is starting a new MP3 series.
Okay.
Siman Sama, Siv Gimel. Seder HaBrochos Einon Ma'akvos. Siman Sama Chuchus Kriyashma, Siv Gimel. Seder Brochos Einon Ma'akiv. Eino Ma'akiv, meaning both in the morning and at night. All three. This or at night is four. They're not Ma'akiv, meaning Shemhiktim Shneel Rishayna. Or for that matter, of the Mishnah Berurah okay, Yotzi Dechavos Brochos. Mishnah Berurah speaks out, Hu Adinam Amar Berachos Emes V'Yatziv Kaidim Kriyashma. Anyway, you're mixed and matched. It's good. You yotzi the chayvus brachas. The seder is not ma'akev. O she'elu habrachas omer achar kriyashma. He said the first ones after kriyashma. He said them in the wrong order. I afilu achar hatfila. Anything goes. Yotzu b'di'evit. Then berach bracha achas u'shnia loy berach klal. The Mishnah Berurah speaks out.
Yotzu. You have to be so gula to tefila.
We're talking about, but you yotze yidei bracha if you didn't. You also, avarabba starts without baruch because it's a bracha smucha lachaverta. That's the nusach habracha because it's supposed to be smucha lachaverta. If you decide to say it first, you don't have to, you're not allowed to change the nusach habracha and start with baruch. The nusach habracha is without baruch because it's officially smucha lachaverta. So the Mishnah Berurah says, even if said it before, Yotzu b'di'evit, Birch Brachachos u'Shniel Birch Klal, Yotzu miyudei Chavosu b'hi Shabirich, they're not ma'akiv zeh as zeh. So nothing's ma'akiv. The Seder's not ma'akiv, if the Shmon Esri's not ma'akiv, and it's not ma'akiv the Bracha. Bayim b'bir halacha, there is a sheet that b'tzibur b'yochid, it's very not clear b'chlal what that means, so we won't go into it, and it's only a sheet that's yochid anyway. So the bottom line is what the Mechaber just said, that it's not ma'akev the bracha. Sif Beis said that the brachas are not ma'akev kriyashma, that you yotze kriyashma without the bracha. That's what Sif Beis said. Sif Gimel says that the brachas are not ma'akev zu azu, and to say the brachas are not ma'akev before Shmon Esrei, after Shmon Esrei, before kriyashma, after kriyashma, you yotze b'di'evit. They are independent brachas at the root of it, b'di'evit. And not b'di'evit, they're independent brachas, period. Chazal was masakin to say it a certain way. B'di'evit, you yod say, even if you didn't say it the way Chazal ordered. Siv Dalet. Yeish omerim shein mitzvah svichas kavana. Yeish omerim shein svichas kavana. Losis pa'asiyas osa mitzvah. V'chein halacha. Okay, this is the famous inyan of mitzvah sviches kavana, or not sviches kavana. I'm always amazed at the fact that the machlokes in the Gemara, it's basically a sugya in Rosh Hashanah. That's the major sugya. I'm always amazed at the fact that there's no psukim. This is like pure svara. Pure svara. Hashem says, blow a shofar on Rosh Hashanah. And it's Rosh Hashanah, and you blew a shofar. So you would think, what's the problem? So the Teretz is, there's a mandiyama that holds logically. So I think it's more logical. I don't know. I don't want to say which is more logical. But you have to realize the machlokes is one of logic. So the logic of mitzvah saying tzvichas kavana, it says in the Torah, you have to blow a shofar on Rosh Hashanah, and it's Rosh Hashanah, and you blew a shofar. So you get a check. You get a star on your chart, because it's Rosh Hashanah and you blew a shofar. The other mandiyama holds that logically, even though all it says in the Torah is that you have to blow a shofar on Rosh Hashanah, but there's a mandiyama that mitzvah sichas kavona, that logically, you have to do it in fulfillment of the tzivri Hashem. There's a context in which you have to do it. Even though the Torah doesn't say that requirement, and it's not a pasuk. The Keren Orah, by the way, I'm saying is a little not true. There is a Keren Orah in the beginning of Svachim that wants to suggest that it's learnt out from Kochim, the Mandiyam Mitzvah Sichas Kavana, that it's learnt out from Kochim that you need Lashma, but it's a Chiddush. I mean, he says that on his own. So in this Pashtus HaSugi with all the Rishonim, there's no, it's a Svara. It's a Svara, and the Svara to me is very logical. Ain't Sichas Kavana is a Svara that here's a Torah, it says blow shofar, I blew shofar, what more do you want from me? I get a check. The other man, the Amar, holds, no, there's a context. You have to do it in fulfillment of the Tzivi Hashem. If you don't do it in fulfillment of the Tzivi Hashem, you didn't do anything. The Torah wants it done as a fulfillment of a command. You have to do the mitzvah, and it's a very philosophical yisod. You have to do it as a soldier. In other words, even though all it says in the Torah is blow a shofar, take an esrog, but to fulfill that command, you have to do it as a soldier. You have to do it in fulfillment of the command. Okay, so that's that machlokas. What the psak halacha is totally in is because there's a sugyan Rosh Hashanah, and there's a slew of amoram one way, and there's a bunch of amoram the other way, and then there's a sugyan psachim, that's mashma enzir is kavana, and if you want to go through all the rayas and the gemara back and forth, who's right, go learn the Bir Agra. And he'll bring down all the pertinent Gemaras. I'm sorry? That's a good question. You know, the Gemara discusses it, of course, in the beginning of the second paragraph of Brachos in the context of Kriya Shema. But there is a Mechaber in Hilchos Matzah. By Matzah there's a Mechaber, and by Shofar, it's not just here. Maybe it's not as stark as here, with Yeshomim, V'Yeshomim, V'Chein Halacha. Yesh omrim, da, the lefi amizborim, and apoiskim, Mishnah Berurah says, shnei kavonos yesh lemitzvah. There's really two types of kavonos we could be talking about. Echad kavonos alev lemitzvah atzma, meaning that you're thinking about what you're doing. Your mind is not wandering. This is like saying you're thinking what the words mean. You're thinking that you're mekabel ol malchus shemayim. You're having kavona. So we use the word kavona in that context. The shein is kavona lotzeisba. The kavana that with this act you're fulfilling the tzivu Hashem. Da'ainu shi'chadim l'kayim b'zeh kasher tzivu Hashem. And I always say, and I'll say it again now, anybody here that heard it already 10 times from me, you'll now hear it an 11th time. By tzitzis, the sidurim are very bad. The sidurim have a whole bunch of kavanas, hinni m'chavim b'satei p'tzitzis, and the chaluka d'rabbanon, and the talos noah b'ganeiden, and you're flying high, but what it should say, and everybody should say, is, you could say that if you want also, depends how much time you have, but what the Sidurim don't say, and should say, is that you should say, Hinni Mechavim L'Kayim Mitzvah Sitzes, and you should say, and you should also say, K'day Liro Solsom, V'Lizgar Es Kol Mitzvah Hashem V'Lasol Solsom, because of another sheet that there's a, you have to have kavana, what's the pshat in tzitzis. But certainly you should say that you're being mechavan, kayam mitzvah tzitzis. Okay. Kavana, but the Mishnah Berurah here talks about two kavanas. Kavana to have in mind what you're doing. Your mind shouldn't be somewhere else. Your mind is in the grocery store, or your mind can be in a million places. Right? V'shein is kavana lotzisba. What? Whether it's ma'akev or not is a different shaila. It's true for every mitzvah that we certainly would want you to be focused on what you're doing. Go through it. It doesn't say hareini mekayim b'zeh mitzvah sitzus. K'mo shekozav abach b'simen ches. There's really a third kavana which we'll get to later, and that is certain mitzvahs have a that you have to have. There's really a third. Is the first kavana is not to let your mind wander, to focus on what you're doing. The second kavana is kavana lotzeis. There's a third kavana certain mitzvahs have, which is to think about why are you doing what you're doing. So you have the famous sukkah is like that, and tzitzis, and tefillin. Whenever it says lama'an, when it says lama'an, so there's another kavana that you're supposed to have the lama'an in mind. Okay? But the Mishnah Berurah will bring it down later. We're not talking about being focused on what you're doing. You're going to Kriyashma, Utfila, Ubich Samozan, the Kiddush, that your mind is in one place and your lips are here. The Zelu Chuliyalma Lechatchila Mitzvah Sheyachavim Belibo, Ubidiyevim Loki Ven Yotza, except for the first Pasuk of Kriyashma, and Birchas Avo Shel Tfila. Right? Not like Rav Chaim, Mishnah Berurah is saying. Right? Rav Chaim says that's Ma'akiv in the whole Tfila. Right, that's the famous Rav Chaim.
You just have to know that you're serving Hashem.
No, that you're being oymed lefnei Hashem.
Okay, but not the words, not the talking about milins.
He's talking about, I think, that your mind is somewhere else. All right, okay. Not no gaya. Shouldn't have said it. Good. Focus on what you're doing. Valyahara believable dover acher. Okay, and those the lips are just mouthing the words. So that's not what this sif is talking about. You have to do it like a soldier. You can't do it by rote. You can't just do it like without any kavana that you're fulfilling with this Hashem's will, Hashem's tzibui. So that's, but the shailus of it's makib in the yevin. The yeshom and shatzichas kavanah, v'mloi kibon lotzit yedei chavos of asiyas ha-mitzvah, lo yotzo min ha-toyra. We're not talking about a dirabon on here, which some achreinim gradu suggest. Mishnah Berurah says, no, we're talking about a dioraisa, the din of tzichas kavanah. V'tzach lachso v'la asoysa, v'afilu im sofik lo im kivein, im hu mitzvah dioraisa, sveik al chumra, you have to say it all, do it over again. That maybe you should not make a bracha when you do it again, because there is a heavy chance that we paskin mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavana. So at least, even though the mechaber paskin tzrichas kavana, when it comes to a bracha, you shouldn't make the bracha. Koshkein. If you're mesupik, if you had kavana, and you're only doing it again because of something the rice of the chumra, certainly you shouldn't make a bracha. Lot says, "Lefikach, therefore, hatokei leislam, it's someone who's practicing, or amavarek bichas amozim amaktanim lechanchom b'mitzvus, v'hu hayagamkin chayev b'bichas amozim, or it was Rosh Hashanah." V'shachach, and he wasn't yoitzi yet. V'shachach oz lehiskavin losings bo gam ken avur atzmo. V'chein chai gav de b'chol ha-mitzvah sh'asom l'shameza inyan. Lo yotzi yudei chovaso. That's the plaque. V'ayim b'tasim and tov peitesh and muchach. Well, what's the chiddush in what he just said? I'm not sure. By the ketanim, it's... I don't know what the chiddush is. He's doing it in the context of a mitzvah, but he doesn't have in mind that he wants to be yotzi. Yes, what's the chiddush? That's like, what is he repeating here for? Maybe it's common to do that. V'ayim b'taz b'shem entot peitesh emuchach midvorev dam avorech emaktanam lo yotzo afil v'man di omar mitzvahs ein tzrichas kavono t'havi kemachavim b'favor shalol lotzeis, which according to everybody you're not yotzei. Okay. V'im kavonoso b'asiyas ha-mitzvah l'shem eze inyam v'gam lotzeis bo yudei ha-mitzvah. You want a double dip? Yotzo, that's good. There's no passeling kavono. Like by korban, there is God. The lishmoy v'shaloy lishmoy is no good. So if the karanoira, oh, it's a good kash on the karanoira. Let's go later. V'chein halacha. What do you mean? What it means? I'm doing it for two things: for a shlomim and for. Okay. V'chein halacha. Kozel amogan avam b'shem aradvaz. Dzeh dafka b'mitzvah d'oraisa. Avol b'mitzvah d'rabbanan ein tzorech kavana. Now. You have to realize this is very important. In the case he just gave with benching with the ketanim, and you were mechuyev to bench too, but if you weren't full, you just ate a kazayas, then it's only midrabanan. And according to this taz, I'm sorry, according to this Mogen Avraham, you do not have to bench over. Okay, ulufize, kol abrocha shem gamke midrabanan, levad mi birkas hamozan, but I'm eating only if you're full. kivin b'hem lot, and also if you drank, some hold, okay. Im lo kivin b'hem lot, says yotzu b'di'evet. Ach, however, mikama mekomot b'shulchan aruch mashma shehu cholek al zeh, that even in the derabbanan, mitzvah sichas kavanah. V'chemi bi'er agro, v'sim etot peites, mashma gam ken she'en l'chalek b'mitzvah d'irais al mitzvah derabbanan. Okay, period. V'da, realize. This is what we alluded to before. Next, everybody knows this chayodim. Very favorite chayodim. So, what do you think he's doing when he's eating these wafers? I talk of not a little bit shul before Hallel or whatever. Aval Bisha will keep him Lord says consciously. Yotzo Shremishum Ze also. But what do you think he's doing? He's doing the mitzvah. He's doing today's mitzvah. Kedei Lord says Aval Bishayna Machaven. You could go into the lungs of this, whether we assume he was Machaven or whether he automatically is Machaven. I prefer a whole different shot. That the whole point of the Kavanah is to create a context that he's doing it in fulfillment of the Ratzon Hashem. Sometimes a context can exist mitzad the context. Because he doesn't create the context by consciously thinking he's doing a mitzvah. The context is there, memela. But that's the plot, that the context is there. The Mandiyama Mitzvah Sichas Kavanah holds you need the context of a fulfillment of a command. So sometimes the context exists objectively by itself. Okay.
Would you say the same thing by you're fixing the Sefer Torah, the Kedusha Sefer Torah? That's not the same thing as Mitzvah Kavanah, but
no. You need to beferish, imbue it with the Kedusha through Dibur. Only Dibur will imbue it with Kedusha. It's not void of stoma lishma. It's when it's muchach lefi ha'inyan shasiyasu hu kadei lotzeis. Kedisa b'tois l'sukkah. V'chozol inyan b'di'evet. Rabosai, this is only b'di'evet. Avala chathila, avadei tzorech lizor l'chavin koidem kol mitzvah. Lotzeis yedei choyvus ha'mitzvah. V'chinatika kol ha'achroinim b'sifreim, mayim b'chayodim kol ha'chafalof, v'chachayim b'chuskiyash ma'isa rav. Okay, there's a lot of b'ra lachos here. I made a list of what they say, and I will spare you. I will go over to b'ra lachos. Free service. If you come to the shiur, you get a free service. B'ra lachos thrown in free. Okay. Mitzvahs hatluyos bo amira. Many say that l'chuli alma mitzvah sichas kavana. Okay, that's not so nagia, yeah, because we anyway pass the mitzvah sichas kavana. Misase, what? If you what? If you have to make the bracha over? No, the Mishabura Paskins anyway, you don't make the bracha. Oh. Yeah, that's a good point. This fellow makes a very good point. Excellent point. That there is a big nafkamina. If you forget that if you don't have kavanah and you're doing it again, you would have to make the bracha. Because this mandiyamah holds that there is no mandiyamah of ein tzrichas kavanah in a mitzvah hatluya ba'amira. Good, yishkoyach. Misaseik is certainly not Yotze, even if Mitzvah Saint Tzrich is Kavana, but if you want to whistle or blow and the shofar is there and you blow a sound, it's called Misaseik. You don't even mean to do the Maisa Mitzvah, so you're not Yotze. That everybody holds. Okay? Miskaving Shalolot says, you're certainly not Yotze, which we use very often when we make Tanoim in Mitzvahs. Some say that in the mitzvah of achila, everybody holds loboi kavana. It has to do with misasik b'chalom baraya shekei nehene. Rishonim, this is Rishonim in the sugyas. There's a steer in the mechaber. The mechaber paskins by matzah in shrichas kavana. So that's that shita. Okay, the Bir Halacha says here, not like a famous Minchas Chinuch. He says, if you're not mechaven to do the mitzvah by tzitzis, lemashal, if you're not mechaven, if mitzvah sichas kavana, and you're not mechaven to do the mitzvah, then you're doing something wrong by wearing that four-cornered baguette, even though it has tzitzis on it. Bir Halacha says this, he says it by sukkah, and by, because he's bothered by people that put on a talis when they go up for an aliyah. This is what he's bothered by here. He's saying if they're not machaven to be yosef the mitzvah, so then they're doing something wrong. They're wearing a beged of dalet kanfus without tzitzis. So then he says maybe if they're only wearing it lekavod hatzibur, maybe it's not mechuyev in tzitzis, which he discusses really in hilchos tzitzis. Here he's concerned though with mitzvah sichas kavana, and if he doesn't have kavana, so he's doing something wrong. Famous Minchas Chinuch suggests that even if you're not yotzei the mitzvah tzitzis, even if you're not mechaven for sukkah lamashal, and you're not yotzei the mitzvah sukkah, but you're not doing anything wrong, you're still eating in a sukkah, you just didn't get the mitzvah sukkah. But there's no iser to eat in a sukkah without the mitzvah sukkah, as long as you're eating in a sukkah. That's from Minchas Chinuch's perspective. Nothing wrong with wearing a four-cornered beged if it has tzitzis on it, just because you technically are not yotzei the mitzvah of tzitzis, but your beged has tzitzis. The Bir Halacha here indeed argues with that. You'll learn the Bir Halacha. He's bothered by people that don't have kavana for the mitzvah of tzitzis, that they're wearing a four-cornered beged, and there's a problem because they're not doing the mitzvah of tzitzis. There's a famous Noida Behuda that curses out the Hasidim that say l'shem yichud, and you know he didn't like Hasidim. He brought a raya from Hasidim that Shaita l'dover echad v'paskin is not a Shaita, because Hasidim are always megarish their wives, and there's no problem. Yeah, so he says that the L'shem Yichud is superfluous. Don't worry, it's not Negev B'zman Hazeh. There's no more Hasidim, there's no more Misnagdim. Everybody is one big shalom pot.
Doesn't he say it's like a trinity? More than just superfluous.
Well, that... Anyway,
he says,
don't say L'shem Yichud. Anytime you're making a bracha on a mitzvah, that's your L'shem Yichud. That's what the point of a bracha is. That's the preparation for the act that you're doing. If there's no bracha, he says, so he says, he only says, Hinani osa dover zeh, l'kaya mitzvahs bori. That's what he says. He doesn't need all that stuff. Certainly, the Shem Yichud is heavily loaded with all sorts of Yichudim, and you have to be careful not just to say it. So he doesn't like saying it. But again, by tzitz, what? It takes away from what Chazal really want to sack him. Chazal want you to focus on the bracha. And Chazal want you to focus that you're a soldier doing Hashem's duty. The more Kabbalistic, every time a person says, I say it also, by the way. So I'm not making fun of people that say it. I say it, it says in the Siddur, I say it. You know, I thought I was brought up. I was brought up at the Shiloh Siddur. You know, Siddur Shiloh. It's in the Siddur, you say it, that's all. You remember the Siddur? I was brought up with the Shiloh Siddur. And then Cheder we use Shiloh, and then we got some Chinuch Liyaladim with the numbers, so the Rebbe can say, what line are we on? Anything line 5, 10, 6, 7, yeah. And if you didn't know what line you're on, and it says it in the Hagdama, that's why they did it with the line, so the Rebbe can ask you to place, and you have to know the place. So I was brought up with the Shiloh Siddur. And with the Chinuch, what's the
rule?
No.
That's when we had it all. Shvil.
That's the number. I'm an old man. It wasn't called Shvil Chadash. It's called something with Chinuch. Chinuch. Anyway, so remember, tomorrow when you put on tzitzit, say, Hinani Mechavim Anochel. What? No problem. He's against it. It takes away from what Chazal really want to say. If it does, then it's only for the good. But he would like the bracha to focus you. But he would like the bracha to focus you. That's what he says. Chazal want to say a bracha. What do you need more for? There's a few hundred night of business you don't know, so you can forget this one too.
Is there a problem at night?
wearing a talis, if you say that it's sous don, because you're wearing a...
Al tois, if you mean.
I don't know exactly, but...
But certainly among the Omanexus, we don't know how to paskin. So maybe it's sous yom is chayim b'layla.
I'm saying if it's not a mitzvah, sous lie, if sous don is not chayim b'layla.
So maybe you shouldn't be allowed to wear it because you can't get
if mitzvah ain't tzrichus kavana,
you can't get the mitzvah at night, so you shouldn't be allowed to wear a four-cornered beggar because you can't do. That's what you mean?
What do you mean? But then you're allowed to wear a four-cornered beggar without tzitzis.
Okay,
where's the siddur? I want to. Where's the siddur?
The tayag mitzvahs hatolim ra. The first good rebbe for 20 years.
But it forgets to say the key words. That's first of all, okay. And second of all, according to the, it's Lama'a. So you should say, that's preferable because it says Lama'a Tzitzis Tfilin Laman Tiyatras Hashem Beficha. We're not sure
what that means.
Laman Tiyatras Hashem Beficha means no, because it's not clear. My hesitation is, should I tell you what I hold or should I give you a man?
Someone check.
It's a form of it's a physical Talmud Torah. You walk, it's like walking around with a Sefer Torah, like the Melech walking around with a Sefer Torah, like the Melech. No, Tefillin. Laman Tiyatras Hashem Beficha. It's a constant physical reminder of Torah. It's like the Melech walking around with a Sefer Torah.
It reminds him to learn Torah.
Leyiras Hashem, like he's walking around with Torah. You're supposed to be Tefillin the whole day, like you're always walking around with a Torah.
Where did these
communities
come from?
What's it's Kabbalistic. I'm not, you know, I'm not against it. I just laugh because I have no idea what I'm talking about. I'm saying it now for 50 years. Ask me what is the Chalukah of the Rabbanan and Oilam Habba.
It's the Sefer Seder. The Sefer Seder. The Sefer Seder.
Yeah. Whatever. 40 years.
There's a Sefer Seder Ayom by the Chido. When his scarf starts off with, don't listen to those people tell you not to say the Yelshin.
Talus Yifos Kanova Valem Vatsilem Kinesha Yorakino goes all of your Achiv. I mean, I say it. You know.
The one by Tefillin is much more opinion.
Yeah. No, the one by Tefillin is a quote of the Shulchan Aruch. This is the Shulchan Aruch talking. And there it says, Hinani Mechava Menachas Tunnel Kayim Mitzvah Sporich. It's written on the Achtfillin. That's. Okay. Oops, we got all this on tape.